I can't imagine that, you know, I can't imagine it gets to that point where it just becomes too much.
That and as you know, with spouses.
Right.
One gets upset and the other imbalances.
Right,
a little
right,
bit.
Right, right, right.
And I think to some extent he's just letting me be the person who is just so angry about this.
Right.
And the crazy part is, you know, I don't have a vested interest in this. It bothers me.
Right.
That just the circumstances around it, and it bothers me that he's being hurt.
Right, and something you work so hard to create.
Right.
And especially if you did a lot of the clearing yourself of, like, to make this something that could be...
Oh, he cleared all of this.
Yeah.
And when we built our house, that was a pasture. So
right.
It had no trees on it.
Right.
So every tree that's on that property, 2.5 acres right now, he and his boys have planted.
But all the feet, most of the stuff that your animals eat comes from here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So one of the reasons you have to clear this land is so that you can feed the animals from within the land, basically.
Right.
Gotcha.
Because you can't run a baler or a manure spreader on a piece of land that has things that you have to go around.
Sure, sure.
It has to be open, wide open.
Right.
I always tease them. In the winter, when there's snow, and I love snow, there's this beautiful expanse of white that goes throughout here.
Right.
In on our front, in front of our house.
Right.
And I look out every once in a while, and all this brown is on top of it. I said,
right.
You just had to go out there and do it today, didn't you?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
So. Wow.
So where's this bridge that he's... Oh, I see the bridge over there.
And yesterday, late in the day, it looked like they were... Got a pump down here. Because this floods. When
oh,
it
yeah.
rains like it did yesterday, this will be flooded.
Right.
Clear up, halfway up that to that other fence line.
Right.
That's we can tell how much it rained by looking out our window.
Yeah.
Now, we're fortunate that our house is that far away.
Yeah.
And I always told him we should have moved it a little bit this way so we could have had a walk-out basement. We don't have it.
Right.
No, I'm glad he did.
Yeah. So how long has it taken for this to get like this from when I came here? Is this a week that they've
yeah.
been here for?
Yeah. I mean, they come in. When you go up Route 3,
yeah.
they have a fleet of tractors and backhoes and you name it.
Right. Wow. Boy, they're going to town. And what is, oh, this is just this is the pipeline, right? This is the right of way, right?
Right.
And then the green is going to be the pipeline itself.
I think so. You know, what strikes me about, you know, all their maps that show it going through the property?
Yeah.
They got those off Google.
Right.
Look, they were printed and created in Houston, Texas.
Right.
And I say, you know, did somebody come look at the land? Did somebody come?
Yeah, no, it's all remote. Yeah, it's, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to tunnel under this creek, is what I am told.
Oh, okay.
Reminds you of the brooks that you see in Vermont, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
My son loved taking pictures of the creeks and streams and mountains in Vermont, so I have a few of those.
Oh, they don't get any better than that. Yeah, those high elevation streams and the cool water.
He lived right near Brook Mountain.
Oh, yeah, right. I was talking to my wife about you. Because she's a big... I've skied once in my life. And she loves skiing. So she... That's the one thing she misses about Vermont. And he would...
Skiing here is not quite the same.
Your son was a ski instructor, right?
He worked for the company Ski Essentials in Stowe.
Oh, okay.
That he was in charge of all their internet sales.
Oh, okay.
And developing their website. He loved to ski. I mean, if he could be on skis, he was on skis.
Right.
He also loved computers.
Okay.
And he was very computer savvy.
Okay.
So he found what he called his dream job in Vermont.
Right.
Working for the ski company, which allowed them to go skiing anytime they wanted to when new equipment came in, so they could do an effective job of selling it to the customers.
Right.
And so that was those were his passions. But he was a rock climber. He taught rock climbing for a while. He was a kid who was very bright.
Right.
Who had no use for education. I mean, he did not want to sit in the classroom.
Yeah.
He could learn, teach himself. He always amazed me.
Yep.
One day he told me I was an English major and I had a book of Thoreau someplace in the basement. He picked it up and he had it in his room. I said, Thoreau?
Yeah.
He says, yeah, I like his writing.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know?
Jesus.
Surprise here.
Right.